Blessings and welcome to the path to freedom and this beautiful journey that we are on in forever allowing forever greater and grander expressions of who and what we are, in forever setting ourselves free to be in ever expanding love and joy and peace and harmony and wholeness and beauty, abundance, creativity, intelligence. And in doing this, we're also simultaneously setting ourselves free from the small and the limited, the fears, the worries, the doubts, the sense of not being enough, the sense of not having enough, the sense of lack, scarcity, separation. Gradually, incrementally, we're setting ourselves free. My name is Daniel Roquillo, and I'm very happy and I'm very grateful that you're choosing to tune in, that you're choosing to join me on this beautiful path of setting ourselves free, so that we may soar, shine, and glow beyond anything that we've ever imagined, so that we may walk through life and move through life with ever-increasing and ever-expanding poise and confidence, shining the light that we are in ways beyond anything that we've ever imagined, in ways beyond anything that we've ever experienced, in ways beyond anything that anyone has ever experienced before. And this is what we're here to do. This is our charge. This is our calling. This is our mandate. So I'm happy and I'm grateful that you're choosing to say yes to this, that you're choosing willingness to release and let go of the small, the limited, that which no longer serves. So the topic for today is about indecision and how to transcend indecision. And this topic has come about as I was recently asked to do a talk on indecision. An individual that apparently is experiencing challenges around making choices. And so they asked me to speak into that. And I responded that, of course, I'll do a talk on it. But I have never really contemplated the idea or the topic of indecision. So it's going to be very interesting to hear what Spirit has to say in us and through me. And it truly is. I'm very curious to see or to hear as I edit this and as I listen to it, what will come through. And I'm trusting that Spirit, as always, comes through in a beautiful way. So indecision, the inability to make decisions, the inability to make choices. And in and of itself, not making a choice is a choice. And the way I see it, is that the only thing that ever stands in between us and moving forward in allowing for these ever greater and grander expressions to emerge is fear. Underneath fear, obviously, is ignorance, unawareness, unconsciousness. And fear obviously arises out of a perception that something bad will happen or that something bad is happening. If we proceed along a particular path, something bad is going to happen. That's the ego's job, to keep us from moving into unknown territory, from uncharted territory. And it projects fear, projecting into the future to keep us from moving forward, to keep us where we are. So as always, which is a continuously expanded realization that I'm having, is that every single challenge, every single issue that we have, every single seeming quote-unquote problem that we have, it arises out of a sense of not trusting. So indecision, the inability to make a choice as to how to move forward, if we're faced with different options or different alternatives, indecision arises out of the fear of either something bad happening or us missing out on something. If I make this choice and move in this particular direction, what if I miss out on what perhaps lies along the other path? What if I make a mistake? And we always want to come back to the three pillars of trust. The first pillar being the Spirit, God, the universe, higher power, energy, life, whatever we want to call it. It is all there is. meaning it is our very life, it is our very being. We're not ever separate from this omnipresent, loving presence, benevolent, loving presence. And actually, benevolence is the second pillar, because this presence that is all there is, that is the Alpha, the Omega, that is every single space and place and being and object and moment, that is fully and evenly present everywhere, that is the all in all, that is the one mind, the one intelligence, the one source, the one life. This loving presence, it is benevolent. It is always for itself. This is the second pillar. It is always for its own expansion. God's deepest desire and highest intent is to forever come into greater and grander expressions in us and through all of creation, as we are one with this loving presence, a unique, perfect, whole, complete expression of this loving presence. So this loving presence, it wants to express itself in greater ways, in ever more expanding ways, expansive ways, in us and through you, in us and through me. Which means that not only are we eternally guided and moved and led toward that next iteration, that next version of who and what we are, but we're also beautifully and magnificently sourced, fueled, and funded. So that we're not ever lacking anything, we're not ever missing anything, but we're always having all of our needs met so that we can continue to grow, so that we can continue to unfold, so that we continue to move forward. And this is sort of the foundation for how to overcome indecision or the inability to make decisions. So we have the first pillar, the allness of spirit. We have the second pillar, the benevolence of spirit. And then we have the third pillar, which is that spirit, God, the universe is always expressing itself perfectly. Wherever we are, whoever we are, whenever we are, is just perfect for us to be, so that we may continue to be prepared and so that we can continue to be pruned and fine-tuned to allow for the next iteration of who and what we are to emerge. So there are no mistakes in God. There are no random acts in God. There are no meaningless acts in this benevolent, loving presence. But everything has a purpose, everything has a meaning to it. And it is just perfect. The design is perfect. This benevolent, loving presence, it knows absolutely what needs to happen and how it needs to happen and when it needs to happen for the highest possibility, for any possibility of us in our lives, to come into being, to come into form, to realize itself, right? So now that we've laid the foundation from which we always want to move, when we stand on this foundation, we absolutely know that all is well. We absolutely know that something wonderful is always happening. We absolutely know that everything is working for our highest good. And we absolutely know that perfect preparation and unfolding is always happening. If we see it, if we believe it, if we feel it, that is inconsequential. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. Because our ability to perceive what is happening, our ability to see the full picture, it is non-existent with our finite senses in this finite form that having a human incarnation is, right? So let us have a moment before we move deeper into the exploring how to overcome indecisions. Let us have a moment of resetting our minds, of coming back to this feeling tone that all truly is well, and where we make ourselves open and available to be guided, which is what we'll be moving into in a brief moment. But for right now, we're invited to take a couple of deep breaths. But before we take the first breath, we're invited to put a smile on our face, to inform our bodies, to inform ourselves, to inform our hearts, to inform every aspect of our being that all truly is well. So let's put a smile on our face and let's take that first deep and conscious breath, breathing in and breathing out. Another deep breath in and releasing. Can you feel the peace that arises, that emerges from within, as we reset the mind as we interrupt the incessant mental activity the mind is involved in. From this space of peace and calm, I invite you to repeat or say with me, in affirming, declaring, decreeing that all is well, that something wonderful is happening, that everything is working for my highest good, and that perfect preparation and unfolding is happening now, always and forever. So, now that we've laid the foundation, which is always trust, we always want to come back to trust. When there is trust, there is peace. When there is trust, there is joy. When there is trust, there is harmony. It is when we slip away from the trust that stress, worry, fear, and doubt begin to well up from within us. It is when we are hijacked by the mind's or the ego's incessant and futile attempts to try to figure out how to move forward. So the remedy, the way to transcend indecision, is by not listening to the ego. It's by turning our attention away from the ego and turn it toward the still small voice. Call it intuition, call it the still small voice, call it whatever. But that inner nudging that is beckoning us, that is calling us, that is pulling us forward. And this still small voice, it speaks in different ways. For some it is audible, for some it is like a feeling tone, for some it is visual, for some it's a sort of kinesthetic sensation. For some it's just an inner knowing, like that is how it is for me mostly. I just know it. I don't even know how I know. And sometimes, oftentimes, I don't even know what it is that I know. I just know when to move, when to stop, when to make a right, when to make a left, when to speed up, when to slow down. And I'm oftentimes asked, not oftentimes, I'm sometimes asked if I ever make a mistake. And honestly, hand to heart, no, I don't. Absolutely, things do not always turn out the way I expected them to, or wanted them to, or thought they should, or would. But making a mistake, no. For the number of years that I've been on this path, I've never ever made a mistake in the sense that I ended up failing, in the sense that I ended up having to retrace my steps and go back. But every single time that I've tuned into that still small voice, and it is a practice of mine, and it has become habitual to the point where I'm not even aware of it. And I'm going to give two examples that are coming to mind. And this is beautiful because I just yesterday had a beautiful conversation with a dear friend about just this, about the importance of tuning into that still small voice and the immense benefits to be gained and gleaned from listening to it. And I was sharing with this friend a number of years ago, and I believe I've shared this before. A number of years ago, actually there are three examples. Many years ago, I woke up. It was an early summer morning, I believe it was June or something like that. And I woke up and I just knew from out of nowhere, I just knew that I was to start a website, to begin to offer my spiritual insights and realizations. I had never run a website before. I didn't even know how to start a website. I knew nothing about the technology. I didn't even know where to start, but I just knew that this is what is mine to do. And, all right, so we'll get to that later. And so I did. And it beautifully moved me into the space of teaching. That laid the foundation for who and where I am today. Sure as heck that there were doubts and worries within me. I mean, as I don't even know how to start a website or have a website or even where to begin, what is this? I mean, where's this coming from? And second of all, who am I to believe that I have anything to offer to the world? Those were obviously thoughts that the ego blasted into my consciousness. But for whatever reason, I gave them no heed. I gave them no attention. And I went ahead and started the website. So it was beautiful. And these are like major turning points in my life. Major turning points. The next story I want to share, it's from a few years ago. And I was a part of a group of individuals, teachers, that were beta testing this new app. And this app, the idea with this app was to unite people in having live conversations around any topic. And I was invited as a spiritual teacher to have conversations around spirituality, meditation and prayer, and how to find inner peace and the sacred laws that govern our universe and those kind of things. And so I joined this group of beta testers, and eventually the app went live. And I had one afternoon, I was doing a talk on meditation, mindfulness. And this one individual tuned in and had some questions about meditation. And so we began to have this live conversation about meditation, and it was a beautiful conversation. And we signed off. And the next day she sent me an email thanking me for the responses I had given and for the insights that she had gained from our conversation. And there was something about her email address that caught my attention. And I felt compelled to go visit her website. I didn't know why. And as I was browsing her website, I was looking at it. I remember asking the question, why am I here? Because it was a beautiful website, but there was nothing in particular that caught my attention. So I remember asking, why, what am I doing here? Why did I feel that inspiration to go visit this website? And just as I was about to leave the website, I just caught at the corner of my eye, at the bottom right of the page, of the particular page I was on, there was this tiny little box saying something like, come meditate with me on this other particular app. And this other particular app, I had never heard of it. I didn't even know it existed. But that little invitation caught my eye, and I felt inspired to go check that out, which was absolutely beautiful. And checking that app out and ultimately partnering with that app has brought so much good into my life. In terms of how I am to be of service, and also in terms of the way I move through life. But hadn't it been for, and this is the point that, not the point, but the sort of rule of thumb that I was getting to. Hadn't it been for me listening and obeying? Those are the key words, listen and obey. Hadn't it been for me listening and obeying that still small voice calling me to go visit her website, I wouldn't, maybe I would have, but my life would have turned out completely different, because I would have kept moving in a particular direction. But by partnering with this app, my life took on a completely new direction. And little did I know, and little do I still know, where this direction is gonna take me, right? The last example I want to give is from just a few days ago. So at the end of last week, I don't know what I was doing, but I saw this ad from Tony Robbins. I have nothing, absolutely nothing against Tony Robbins, but I'm not resonating with his teachings and his messages. So I have never followed him. I've never signed up for anything with him. I've never participated in any of his events, but he was offering a 3-day free event, and for whatever reason I signed up for it, and I didn't even know. Again, I remember asking, why am I signing up for this? I don't even like this man. I mean, I don't dislike him, but as I said, I'm not resonating with his teachings. But I did sign up for it, and it turned out the event was like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, obviously US times, which is in the evening for me, here in Europe. And the first day of the event came and it went, and I got all these emails reminding me to tune in, to Zoom in. I just deleted them. And then Saturday came and the emails began to show up again. It's only an hour left. It's only 20 minutes left. The event begins now. Tune in, come join us, all these different emails. And I deleted these. And in my family, we usually have this Friday and Saturday routine that we prepare our dinner and then we have it while watching a movie or something enjoyable together. And obviously the event was during that dinner and I paid no attention to, I was enjoying the time with my family. And then there was a moment when everyone left but me. And so I was alone in the living room for about 10 minutes. And once again, I heard that still small voice just whispering, tune in. Go check that live event out. And so I retrieved one of the deleted emails and I clicked the link. And there is Tony Robbins and he's speaking about being clear on what it is that we do or whatever. And he invited into the hot seat a young man who had his own business. And he asked this man, he was like, so what is it that you do? And this young man began describing his business, or first he began describing the background to him starting the business in the first place. And then he went on describing what it is that he offered, describing, articulating his offer. Kind of vague, kind of a blurry answer. And when he was done speaking, Tony goes, wow, that's beautiful. That's so inspiring. Thank you so much for sharing that. But to me, it is very unclear what it is that you're offering. And he went on to speak about how we need to be very clear. Long story short, because this is not about the event, that gave me a beautiful key. Those 5 or 6 minutes gave me a beautiful key to allow me to be even more clear on how I am to serve. And what are the odds? I mean, the odds are beautiful, as Spirit, this omniscient being, absolutely knows what it is doing. But like, my mind afterwards were like, oh my God, what a coincidence. I'm tuning in for 5 minutes, maybe 6 or 7 minutes. And it just happened to be these 5 minutes. Obviously, knowing God, there was no mistake. There was no happenstance. There was no chance, no luck. This was divinely designed and orchestrated. I was called because I listened and obeyed. I tuned in at the exact right moment to get what I needed to get from that whole event, right? And this is how we transcend the inability to make decisions. By first of all, coming back to trusting that God never makes a mistake. God never drops the ball. Wherever we are guided, it is always us moving forward. I'm reminded of how Mr. Bob Proctor used to always say that no one has ever failed until they stop trying. So we're on this eternal journey where we're always moving forward. Granted, we're not always moving forward along the paths that we perhaps thought we would. And I remember in one of my courses, I catch an analogy of standing on the shores of a huge lake. And we want to get to the other side of that lake. So we're standing on one side and we want to get to the other. Now, there are infinite ways for us to get to the other side. We can walk around the lake. We can get into the boat that is right on the beach. And we can take that boat. And there are infinite ways for us to get across the lake to wherever we want to get. There is not one path. You know that whole expression, opportunity knocks but once in a lifetime. That's so far from the truth. Every step we take forward is a step us taking forward. And we may be guided to a new space. Yes, there will be new challenges, but at least we're moving forward. So we need to move forward. And the way to move forward is to tune in, to become still, to listen to that still small voice. And if we're not in the habit of listening, we're very wise to begin to cultivate the habit of listening to that still small voice, however it speaks to us. Inspiration, a sense of being pulled towards something, being compelled to do something. Joy. I want to do this. I don't want to do that. I want to do this. So that's one way that the intuition speaks to us. But tuning in, not questioning, not second guessing what it is that we're catching, but listen and obey. To be very, very obedient, trusting that whatever comes, whatever will be, is just perfect for me. And it will position me in a beautiful way to move forward, to make a new decision, or to continue to move along the same path. These sacred laws, they need us to be in motion for them to be able to guide and lead and move us. If we are at a standstill, if we're not moving, if we are, what's the word? When we are incessantly postponing, I don't remember, it doesn't matter. But unless we make a choice, there's nothing for these sacred laws to work with. And if we're not feeling that pull, if we're not feeling that inner tug, then we're wise to become still, tune in, lean into gratitude, open ourselves up, have a casual conversation, a conscious connection with spirit, saying, help me God, I feel as though I'm lacking clarity. I need some clarity. Use me, move me, guide me, lead me forward. Until we feel that tug, until we feel the inspiration, we're wise to not move. Because we do not want to move out of fear. We do not want to move out of worry. We want to move in spite of fear. We want to move in spite of worry. But not out of, not from. When we're moving in spite of, we're affirming the good that we wish to experience. Oh, and that's one other aspect of all of this. We need to be very clear. This turns out to be a very long talk, covering a whole bunch of things, which is beautiful. We need to be very clear on what it is that we wish to experience. If we're standing on the shore of that lake and we don't know where we want to go, then going out on the lake, getting into that boat and start rowing or going across the lake, if we don't know where we want to go, chances are that we'll just wind up anywhere. But the moment we know what it is that we wish to experience, the moment we know our visions, our intentions for life, in that moment we can make these informed decisions. In that moment we can make the choices that are in alignment with the good that we wish to experience. And being inspired, that is God's way of moving us, even when we cannot see the path forward. When there is inspiration, when there is that inner tug, that inner knowing, that inner pulling, that is God's way of moving us in the direction that we need to go, that we want to go, to come into that ever greater and grander expression. All right, so I could absolutely go on and on and on and on and on and talk about this. I absolutely love this, but I'm not. So let us end with, once again, coming back to the breath. Putting a smile on our face. Taking a deep and conscious breath. Breathing in. Releasing. Another deep breath in. And releasing. And now that we have reclaimed our minds, now that we have reset our minds, now that we have a level of stillness and silence within, now is the time for us to ask for guidance. God, show me forward. Show me the way. Give me a sign. Lead me. What do I feel inspired to do? What do I want to do? Questions like these are beautiful in getting us in tune, moving us in tune with that still small voice. So the invitation for us today is to really be mindful of listening, of really setting an intention to tune into that still small voice, to cultivate the habit of listening, to cultivate the habit of becoming still. If we are not ever becoming still, if we're always moving, chances are we'll not be able to hear that still small voice because we are so busy moving. So we need downtime. We need time to be still, to be silent. So that God can move us forward. Beingness before doingness. Oh my God, there's so much I want to talk about. Beingness before doingness. All right. And the questions, we've already covered the questions. So thank you so much for tuning in, for participating. Until we meet again, as always, as always, as always, I bless our days, and I bless our ways in the absolute knowing. And feel free to say this with me. In the absolute knowing that all is well, that something wonderful is happening, that everything is working for our highest good, and the perfect preparation and unfolding is always happening. With much love, many blessings. Namaste.